From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump said Sunday that he, quote, strongly pressed President Vladimir Putin of Russia twice about whether Russia interfered in last year's U.S. election. He said Mr. Putin vehemently denied the allegations and it's time to move on. Mr. Trump's comments came in a series of Twitter messages early Sunday morning. During his first official visit to Kiev on Sunday, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. has told Russia it must take steps, first steps, to de-escalate violence in eastern Ukraine.
The past, I don't know that we will ever come to an agreement, obviously, with our Russian counterparts on that. I think the important thing is how do we assure this doesn't happen again?
Tillerson has named former U.S. Ambassador to NATO Kurt Volker to serve as special representative for Ukraine negotiations. Although Tillerson is seeking to rebuild trust with the Russians, the United States dismissed speculation that it will cut a deal with Moscow over Kiev. A senior State Department official earlier this week said, "There certainly is no intent or desire to work exclusively with Russia. This is a multi-party issue resolving the conflict in eastern Ukraine." Iraq has declared victory over the Islamic State terrorists. It said its army has retaken the city of Mosul. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's office said Sunday he has arrived in the liberated city and congratulated the fighters and people on the victory. Al-Abadi was seen in a video greeting soldiers as they danced in the streets and waved the Iraqi flag. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. A ceasefire has gone into effect.